Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The new Star 94 loves all things local.
Today's local spotlight will inspire a road trip to Savannah. There's a brand new guide for a food-centered journey. It's called The Unique Eats and Eateries of Savannah by Rebecca Lingenfeltzer, who's a five-star private chef and a culinary TV personality. Rebecca loves Southern cooking and comes from a long line of Georgia cooks.
Well, I have roots in a little town called Blythe, Georgia, right outside of Augusta, and also in Jeffersonville, Georgia, and that's about 30 miles south of Macon. So I love cooking because I grew up in a family who loves to cook and entertain. I come from a very long line of fine Southern cooks. My mother and grandmother and many great aunts and aunts love to cook, and I've just always been around it, so it was a natural progression for me.
In her new book, Rebecca guides you through one of the South's best food cities, Savannah.
If you want to come to Savannah and you want to have shrimp and grits in an antebellum mansion, you can do that. But if you want just a down-home burger on the water, you can do that too. It's really a vast place for food. But some of my favorite ethnic cafes that are highlighted, one is called Boabab Lounge, which is part of Plant Riverside District, a huge entertainment district on the end of River Street. And it is African-inspired cuisine. The visionary behind that was Mr. Richard Kessler. It is not only great food, it's a great place to go for light bites, and you can actually visit Africa without ever stepping on a plane.
Savannah has quite a reputation for being haunted. Is that still the case?
Oh, yes, very much so. It is a very alluring city. Many of the stories in the book kind of talk about the ghosts. And there's one place that is the only Edgar Allan Poe-themed restaurant in the state of Georgia, and that is Poe's Tavern, which is downtown. It's a great burger joint, so very fitting for a haunted city like Savannah. And yes, ghosts and ghost tours and all that is still very much alive and well here in Savannah, Georgia.
To learn more about Rebecca's new book, Unique Eats and Eateries of Savannah, and to get her tips for a home chef, and these are good, you're going to want to see the entire interview online now at star94.com. Local Spotlight is brought to you by the Good Feet Store Premium Arch Supports.